We are all agreed that our meeting has been so enriching. We share so many valuable things in our life as a church. There are so rich with gifts given by God. We believe that the dialogue is an essential part of our mission because it has its origin in the Father's loving dialogue of salvation with humanity through the joy in the Holy Spirit. Dialogue that grounded on the incarnation, God became man, shared our human life, spoke in human language to communicate a certain message. God is near, He is with us. He is Emmanuel, God with us. We have to witness that God is now among us. Former Indonesian President Abdurrahman Wahid even said that the Buddhism pray Om Santi Santi Om. Om in Indonesian language means uncle. And the Christian pray to God, our Father in heaven. But he said, Abdurrahman Wahid said, the Muslim in Indonesia pray as if God is very far away. We need God's speaker. As a community who are working together hand in hand as pilgrimage, the church has witnessed the faith experience of God in order to be able to share that experience with other community of faith. The gospel today telling the activity of Jesus after proclaiming on the Mount of Beatitudes, he does another cure. The centurion is the attitude of trust in Jesus telling that his servant is sick and very seriously ill. An attitude of unlimited trust and again the reaction of Jesus is immediate. And Jesus said, I will come myself and cure him. The centurion does not expect such generous reaction from Jesus. But for him, Jesus is a person who could be trusted, and he would not expel someone to come to him to tell his problem. The answer of Jesus, not a moral answer, but a deep experience of God, which responds to what human heart desires. Dear brothers and sisters, may we have a deeper faith experience of God to share in our life so that we may do the dialogue with another people, with another religious people who have their experience, faith experience of God in their life.